the only thing that you can say to yourself is that, okay, I've been knocked down. Yes, we all get knocked down every single day. Every single one of us in existence gets knocked down. But it's but it's making the choice to get back up again. I mean, you can wallow in it as much as you want, but at the end of the day, it's your choice that is manifesting the force of, you know, oh God, I'm really feeling down. You know, the whole world is collapsing around me. Yes, of course we'll go through that thought because it's natural. But it's your mental choice of, right, I've chosen to be like that. And in some cases, you have to go through that stage. You have to get it out of your system, and that's fine. But the next day, the next morning, you have to feel like, okay, it's in the past now. I can never do anything about the past because it's gone. But the next day is waiting, and you have to just keep whatever keeps you positive, whatever thought keeps you positive, even if it's a plan somewhere down the line, or if it's someone you want to meet, or if it's something you want to do, or somewhere you want to travel, you just have to keep one thought in your head that will make you get back up, no matter what it is. And any other time you have the same people hassling you and badgering you and just making you feel like just really down, you just think to yourself, right, they are really sad people that are trying to distract themselves from their own issues. That's genuinely what it is. So if I was to say to anyone who is in the same position I've been through high school, through college, through university, it is genuinely other people trying to distract themselves from their issues, and you have to take the brunt of it. And you don't have to put up with it, because you can always say to yourself and know that they're doing that to just distract themselves. You know who you are and you know what you do best, so you can stand up for yourself and say, well, I'm not going to let these people drag me down because they are judging who I am. It doesn't matter how they judge you. They don't know you. You are you. Don't let someone else judge who you are. One of the best things about being autistic, and there are very few good points about being autistic, but most autistic sufferers have one expert field they excel in. So a colleague of mine back in high school was very, very good in politics and mathematics, and others were very good in art, music. I've known a few autistic sufferers who are great in sports, and that's where I have my speciality. And some medical experts think that some of the greatest minds in our history have suffered from autism. So, for example, Isaac Newton, Mozart, and it's just really good to think that you have that one specialised area that you excel in, and it really does prove. Just take a bigger step back and realise who you are.